This is the American Variety Network on Blog Talk Radio with Alex Cardinale. Live from Springfield, Massachusetts. Happy Halloween from all of us at American Variety Network.
Hello, cooking and food lovers. Welcome to this week's episode of the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show here live on American Variety Network. I'm your host, Chef Alice Cardinale. Thank you for joining me tonight here on the American Variety Network. Hope all of you guys are having a fantastic day. Now, make sure you get your notepad and your pen and paper out, or open up a Microsoft Word file, because I've got some awesome American recipes that I'm going to give out a little later on in the show tonight. Now, our topic tonight is going to be about American cooking, and in the second half of the show, I have many awesome American recipes tonight. So, we all live right here in America. A majority of my listeners are all from the United States of America, although I do have people listening from the United Kingdom and Canada and a couple people from France. So this show is for them because I want to educate them on the American cuisine and our American foods. And for my listeners from America, I've got some fantastic recipes for you. Now tonight I'm going to tell you guys about the different American cuisines that are in the country we call United States of America. There are so many cuisines. There's like a cuisine in every state. But I'm going to cover the major ones, such as the New England cuisine, Tex-Mex cuisine, Cajun cuisine, Philadelphia cuisine, New York City cuisine, and all the major cuisines we're going to cover on tonight's show. So you're going to learn a lot about the many foods the United States of America has grown accustomed to. And like I said, I'm going to be talking mostly about the New England cuisine, the Philadelphia cuisine, Cajun cuisine, Chicago cuisine, and much more. So make sure you stay tuned for some classic American recipes, including fried chicken, country fried steak, chicken and broccoli Alfredo, Philadelphia cheesecake and Philadelphia cheesesteak, Chef Alex's cheeseburg, and so many more awesome recipes. Now, this cooking show is being broadcast live, like all of our other shows, here on the American Variety Network. So, if you have any questions or you want to talk about your personal favorite American foods or your personal favorite American restaurant, please feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142, and we will be happy to answer your call. All right. So we're going to get this show started right after our quick introduction, and when we come back from our awesome podcast intro, we are going to start talking about American food. So stick around, folks, and don't go anywhere.
You are tuned in live to the American Variety Network here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
Hi, Jeremy Stillhorn. I'm tuned into the American Variety Network, where I find the show is very educational and entertaining.
Are you bold enough to call in and interact with tonight's topic? Well, prove it by calling in live at 1-347-989-8142 to ask questions about tonight's topic or share your thoughts on tonight's topic. Just pick up your phone and dial 1-347-989-8142 and go into a quiet location. Again, that's 1-347-989-8142. Now, let's get on with the show.
Cooking Show is back on American Variety Network. American Variety Network is proud to present to you Chef Alex Cardinale and his very own successful cooking podcast called Chef Cardinale Cooking Show. Chef Alex will dive straight into your kitchen and teach you how to cook awesome meals. Are you ready for a cooking show hosted by a young, passionate, energetic, and food fun-loving chef who is going to come to each and every show with a smile? You found the right cooking show. Want to chat food or share your recipe or ask cooking questions? Great. Just dial 1-347-989-8142. Now, let the cooking begin. Chef Cardinale, take it away.
All righty, so let's go ahead and get our fun cooking show started, where we're going to be talking about American cooking, and I'll be giving out some awesome American recipes. But first, I see that I have a caller live on the studio, so let's go ahead and bring this caller on. Hi, you're now live on the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show, and thank you so much for calling into the show tonight.
Hello. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I wanted to talk about my favorite local restaurant, which is here in the great city of Elkhart, Indiana. I mean, it's a pretty good restaurant.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Yeah. Bacon Hill Kitchen and Pub. And it's not really far from my house. So, I mean, it's in Elkhart, Indiana, as I said before. And I wanted to talk about one of the things I tried over there. I only went there once. Bacon Hill Burger. Is there an original house burger that they sell over there? I do have the menu up. So it's like a burger with two griddled patties, American cheese, house pickles, griddled onions, bacon, and comeback sauce, which is their special sauce. I had it with a side of fries. They also had some dip. I mean, it was a weird dip. I think it was one of their secret recipe dips. And I actually dipped it in the sandwich instead of the fries. Because it was used for the fries, I said, I was dipping the sandwich in there. I was like, and then, you know, the waiter's like, oh, okay, I think we could actually suggest it as a sandwich dip.
it sounds good.
It does. I mean, it is a very good restaurant, and at the moment it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be somewhere, but it's going to be competing with other restaurants here in Elkhart, here at an event. I forgot the name of the event, but I think it's, I don't know, sponsored by Flavor 574, but it's an awesome thing.
I think it's awesome that you support your local restaurants.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that old restaurant, that actually used to be an old firehouse restaurant, which never got much recognition. It closed up and everything, so. I mean.
Oh, that sucks.
And then Bacon Hill took its place many years, like 2-3 years later. But sadly, they were better and
that's
got
good.
Way more recognition.
So is that place like a fine dining place, or is it more like a hamburger kind of restaurant?
It's actually kind of both. It is a sit-down restaurant, and they do serve burgers. The Bacon Hill burger costed like $11, so yeah, they got some expensive stuff over there. And it has a nice modern feel to it. Their fries are good, almost taste like Burger King fries. I mean, but yeah, really good.
Oh, that's
I love
awesome.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, burgers are good at restaurants for some reason. They're much better at restaurants than they are at home for some reason.
Yeah. it's true. Burger King is actually my favorite American restaurant overall, though, like when it comes to burgers. And having like gourmet burgers when you buy them at the supermarket, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you. I like Burger King burgers, and I definitely like the gourmet burgers at home. Those are pretty good, too.
Yeah, the regular burgers can't match up with those. And, yeah, those gourmet burgers are very expensive. Unless they get a good sale on them, my mom would actually buy them, you know, grill them up and serve them. Sometimes they would come in two packs of two instead of, like a loaf pack, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they probably come in two because they're expensive and they're gourmet, but they're excellent, though.
And yeah, and they're pre-seasoned and everything, and they got all the extra ingredients besides just the beef. I mean, it's almost as good as, like, you know, pizza burgers and all those.
Those are all good.
Yes, they are.
I think actually burgers are one of the most classified and known American foods.
Yes, they are. They're number one known, I guess, next to hot dogs. But, man, just burgers really, really, really are delicious. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a burger.
Yeah. Just got to stuff it in your mouth because it's that good.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of hot dogs. I don't like the taste of them.
Yeah, I don't like hot dogs either.
They're nasty. They're like dog food to me.
It doesn't taste like dog food. You know what? I actually had tried dog food when I was a small child, and you don't want to have it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's sounds
good. Yeah, yeah, it's not compared to hot dogs. I would rather eat a hot dog than dog food.
Yeah, you're right.
But shockingly enough, parrot food's more delicious. I'm not joking. It's, I mean, like the fruity ones, you know those, like, I mean, I know it's weird, but recently I decided to try one because I had a little guy say, like, you know, I had a friend with me. He actually wanted to try one of the parrot foods. He said it was delicious. I was like, okay, I'm going to try one and see if it's good. Put one in my mouth, and apparently it doesn't taste half bad at all.
Well, that's shocking.
It is.
Well, if it has fruit in it, it probably is good then.
Yeah. Might have more natural stuff than dog food does. I've heard of a few dogs. Things, I guess. What is it? What's that one? Blue?
Yeah, Blue Seal, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I heard they had good dog food for dogs. But see, I've seen their commercials. I thought it was actually for actual TV dinners, and it's like, it's for dog food. I think they would make some good dinners, though.
Yeah, that would be pretty unique if I did a show like that.
Dog food.
Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight. I enjoyed your call.
Hey, you're welcome.
You have a good night.
You too, Alex.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually a good friend of mine. I want to say thank you, Eddie, for calling into the show. Always great way to kickstart a cooking show with a little bit of fun. All right, so let's go ahead and start talking about American foods. Now, I want to have a discussion on my personal favorite American food before we get into all the information, because I know sometimes when I relay information, it can get kind of boring. So my first favorite American food is what Eddie just mentioned, hamburgers. But when I have a hamburger, I have to have a slice of cheese on mine. And personally, my personal favorite kind of cheese is provolone. And usually you will not see many hamburgers with provolone on them unless you go to like a fine dining restaurant or a restaurant that specializes in hamburgers. And I like a good old classic cheeseburger. I also eat one that has cheddar cheese on it as well, but like I said, I love any kind of cheeseburger. Now, my second favorite American food is fried chicken. However, I don't eat fried chicken as often as I should because I try to watch how much of the fried foods that I eat because fried foods have a lot of calories. But once in a great while, I will eat fried chicken. And I think that fried chicken is a food that a lot of people in the southern side of the United States like and enjoy. And it's definitely popular up here in New England. I see a lot of fried chicken fast food restaurants, and I see fried chicken offered at a lot of our restaurants. Now, the kid inside of me, and even now at 22 years old, I still love chicken tenders. And I like chicken tenders with sweet and sour sauce and barbecue sauce and even classic ketchup. And chicken tenders are very popular right here in the United States of America. You find them at fast food restaurants. You'll find them on kid menus in restaurants. So they're even on the adult menu as well. Chicken tenders are very popular here in the United States. Now, one of my favorite American foods that are great for parties are chicken wings. Now, a good cook and a good chef would know how to make killer chicken wings, and I'm honored that I know how to make chicken wings. I'm honored that I have a great chicken wing recipe, and later on in the show, I'm going to share my delicious chicken wing recipe with you, and I hope that you all will enjoy my chicken wings. Now, I like my chicken wings with any kind of sauce. I'll eat them with a hot buffalo sauce or a mild barbecue sauce, or I'll eat them just plain. I like chicken wings. They're pretty good. Of course, I like macaroni and cheese. I have not met a person that does not like macaroni and cheese, except for those who are lactose intolerant. But even then, there is other kinds of macaronis that they do like. And I also like chicken noodle soup, a really good classic American soup. I like cornbread. And the last American food that I like is desserts. I love the American cookies, like the classic chocolate chip cookie that is created right here in New England. And I like the American desserts such as red velvet cake and all of those other great desserts that America has. So that is my personal favorite American foods. Now it is your turn to go ahead and call in at 1-347-989-8142 and discuss your favorite American foods. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and talk about the different cuisines in the United States of America. But first, I'll talk about food that was from different cultures that were popularized in the United States of America. Now, when the USA had a lot of immigrants coming into the country back in the old day, a lot of their cultures were popularized and made famous here in the United States of America. And they brought along a lot of traditions, including the foods that we eat today in America. So I want to start with Italian foods that were made popular in the United States of America. So Italian foods that are made popular here in America are pizza. Now, you can go in any state and find a good quality pizza restaurant, and I think pizza is really, really delicious. And everyone that I know, every American citizen I know, likes pizza. Then, of course, you've got spaghetti and meatballs. That's a very good American classic Italian dish. You've got meat sauce that is really good. Now, meat sauce is basically just a tomato sauce that you throw in ground beef. That was popularized right here in the United States of America. And then, of course, I know all of you are going to know what this is, Alfredo sauce. That was popularized right here in the United States. And believe it or not, in Italy, Alfredo sauce is not very popular. Alfredo sauce, you'd have to go to a fine dining place in Italy to find Alfredo sauce, but it's popular right here. You can find it at any Italian restaurant here in the United States of America. The next thing that is popular Italians brought to the United States, one of my personal favorite meals, is the Parmesan. Now, originally, the Italians only brought eggplant parm, but Americans decided to recreate that dish and make it chicken parm and veal parm. And I like the chicken parm, so I have to thank the American citizens for creating that. Of course, pasta was popularized by the Italians here in America. Every time someone thinks of pasta, they always think of an Italian. And these things like raviolis, tortellinis, manicotti, lasagna, all those were brought here to the United States of America from the Italian immigrants. So pasta was brought from Italy. Now, cannolis, tiramisu, and the Italian butter cookies, those are all brought over from Italy as well. So those are the famous Italian foods that were made popular in the USA. Now, let's talk about the Spanish and Mexican foods that were made popular. These would include tacos, and I like tacos, and I know there's a lot of people in the United States of America that like tacos. Now, quesadillas are very popular, and they're brought over from the Spanish and Mexican immigrants. I like quesadillas. I like mine with chicken and cheese, and I think quesadillas are very, very good. Now, Spanish rice and beans are also brought over from Spanish immigrants, and they were very, very good as well. So, that's the food that the Spanish and Mexicans made popular in America. Now, let's talk about the French food that is made popular in America. French toast, French fries, French tort, and some pies. Now, excuse me, the fruit tarts and some pies. Now, the fruit tarts were actually brought over by a French pastry chef, if I remember correctly, and they were popularized in the United States of America. And some pies, like the crumb pie, where I actually put a crumb topping on top of, let's say, an apple pie, that was brought over by the French. And many of our pastries that us Americans like the croissants, the Danish, the turnovers, etc., those are all French creations that are popularized right here in the United States of America. Now, let's talk about Chinese food. I guarantee you, if I went and picked out an American citizen off the streets, they're going to know what Chinese food is. However, did you know that the authentic Chinese food is nothing close to being authentic? The American Chinese food is a lot different than the authentic Chinese food, is what I mean. So if I actually went to my local Chinese restaurant, ordered a dish, and I traveled to China, and I showed them that dish, they would not know what was on that plate. They would probably say it's an intimidation or copying of what we have, but much unhealthier. So, but there are some things that Chinese immigrants have introduced to the United States. The first would be white rice, and in turn, the Americans created fried rice using pork, using chicken, using shrimp and vegetables. Now, wonton soups and all the Chinese soups, like egg drop soup, were introduced to the United States of America. Sweet and sour chicken was actually created by a Chinese-American, so technically that could be introduced into America. And, of course, lo mein was introduced into the United States of America. But believe it or not, American Chinese food is a lot different than the authentic Chinese food, like I said. And it is good. I know a lot of you American citizens like it. All right, other countries, before we get into the cuisines of America. Now, fish and chips is brought over from Britain, and fish and chips is very popular during Easter time. Now, baked potatoes were brought over from Ireland, as far as I can recall from my research and my memory. A couple of weeks ago, I actually researched for this show. All right, so those are all the foods that were brought over from other countries and popularized right here in the United States of America. So let's talk about some of the best cuisines in America, some of the most popular foods. In every section of the United States of America has different style of cuisines. And I'm going to start with where I live, and that is the New England cuisine. Now, the New England cuisine covers Massachusetts, Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Now, the New England cuisine. Now, the New England cuisine is characterized by extensive use of seafood and dairy products. And that is because we have a rich history on our seaports and our fishing industry, as well as extensive dairy farming on our inland regions. Now, many of New England's earliest Puritan settlers were from eastern England, where baking foods such as pies, beans, and turkey were more common than frying, as was the tradition elsewhere. Our two popular food types in New England are maple syrup and cranberries. Now, I'm really not a big fan of cranberries. I find them to be very bitter and disgusting. I'm not really a big fan of maple syrup by itself either. I like maple syrup on pancakes and French toast and waffles. But I like just a teeny tiny bit of maple syrup because that stuff is really sweet and it gives me a major toothache. So when I eat maple syrup, I only have like a half teaspoon or so, really small bit. Not really a huge fan of it. But here in New England, maple syrup and cranberries are our two popular food types. Now, the favorited cooking techniques in New England cuisine are stewing, steaming, and baking. Now, a lot of our early settlers, or a lot of our early Puritan settlers, they were from eastern England, and they also brought with them traditions of dairy products and baking pies and other foods. Baked beans, apple pies, baked or roast turkey, peas porridge, and steam puddings became common Yankee dishes. Some are now common nationally during Thanksgiving dinners. So because of New England's involvement in the triangle trade in the 18th century, molasses and rum were common in New England cuisine. Now today, traditional cuisine remains a strong part of New England's identity. Some of its plates are now enjoyed by the entire United States, including clam chowder, baked beans, and homemade ice cream. In the past two centuries, New England cooking was strongly influenced and transformed by Irish Americans, the Portuguese fishermen of coastal New England, and Italian Americans. So the typical foods in New England cuisine include various types of seafood, which is often fried, baked, broiled, or boiled. Cod, haddock, halibut, scrod, shad, striped bass, salmon, and trout are your most famous and popular kind of fish in New England. Lobster, scallops, clams, quahogs, mussels, and steamers are all your popular shellfish. Fried clams are extremely popular in the summertime in New England. Now, a really classic New England dinner is a lobster dinner, traditionally boiled in seawater and served hot with a baked potato. I used to have that once a year until, sadly, I got diagnosed with shellfish allergies and I could no longer eat lobster. But hey, at least I can keep one in my saltwater tank, right? lobster roll is very popular in New England, but this one is made with a New England-style hot dog bun compared to the other lobster rolls all over the United States of America. Crab cakes were introduced in New England, and they're very popular in New England. A lot of people from Canada come over and try our crab cakes. Crab cakes are also popular in Canada as well. American Chop Suey was actually created here in New England and very popularized in New England. Basically, what American Chop Suey is it's pasta with marinara sauce, ground beef, or ground pork, or ground veal, with peppers, onions, and sometimes mushrooms. It's a very, very affordable meal for those living on a budget, and it is a very good meal. And in my recipes tonight, I'm going to give you an American Chop Suey recipe that my family uses. Of course, with apples always being available in New England, apple cider, which is often served hot and mulled if it's during the holidays. Now, apples are usually available from the fall to the spring, depending on our weather. Some years, we don't really have much apples available, but 9 times out of 10, we do have fresh apples available. Now, Boston baked beans are often served with brown bread here. We're actually popular for Boston cream pie and Boston cream donuts, which is actually a vanilla cake that is sandwiched between a vanilla custard frosted with chocolate ganache. So Boston cream pie is not a pie, it's a cake, a vanilla sponge cake that has custard and chocolate ganache. And, of course, the donut is a vanilla donut filled with the custard and frosted with the chocolate ganache. Ice creams are made popular here in New England. We're known for our homemade ice creams like Ben and Jerry's. Now, hermit cookies are cookies that are loaded with dates and nuts, and they're extremely popular here in New England. A lot of our bakeries are always carrying fresh-baked hermit cookies. Now, whoopie pies are very popular in New England. They were created in Maine, and they're actually one of my personal favorite desserts of all time. The whoopie pie is awesome, and I've got a recipe for whoopie pies later on in the show. Now, actually, believe it or not, New England has their very own steak sandwich. It's a lot different than the Philly cheesesteak sandwich, but it's similar. And that is the steak bomb. It's similar to Philly cheesesteak, but it has a New England twist to it. It actually uses provolone or American cheese, and it includes mushrooms, onions, peppers, and I believe pieces of salami or prosciutto are also thrown in with the steak. So it's got a very, very good New England twist to it. Very good sandwich. Now, snickerdoodles are also very popular in New England. It's basically a sugar cookie that has cinnamon added to it. So it's like a cinnamon sugar cookie. Okay. So that is the cuisine of New England. Very, very good. Now, the most popular cuisine, at least as quoted in my research, is the Philadelphia cuisine. Because certain foods have become iconic to Philadelphia. Now, one of those foods is the Philadelphia cheesesteak. It was invented in Philadelphia in the 1930s. The cheesesteak is the most well-known icon of the city. Philadelphia's large immigrant population has contributed to a large mixture of taste to mingle and develop. Many types of foods have been created in or near Philadelphia or have strong associations with the city. Now, in the 1900s, Philadelphia's most iconic foods were established, as the Philly cheesecake, the hoagie was created, the soft pretzel was created, the Italian ice, aka water ice, and soda were created in Philadelphia. Now, let's talk a little bit about the history of the Philly cheesesteak, because it's very popular. Now, the Philly cheesecake was created in the 1930s, and in the 1930s, the phenomenon as a steak sandwich began when hot dog vendor brothers Pat Olivier and Harry Olivier put grilled beef on a hot dog bun and gave it to a taxi driver. Later, after Pat and Harry had started selling a sandwich on Italian rolls, the cheesecake was affixed in the local culture when one of their cooks put melted cheese on the sandwich. Originally, the cheese was melted in a separate container to accommodate their large clientele who followed kosher rules, therefore not mixing dairy and meat. Today, cheese choices in Philadelphia eateries are virtually limited to American provolone or cheese whiz. Now, water ice or Italian ice is similarly associated with Philadelphia because of its popularity. Certain stands like South Philadelphia's Pops or Italianos became similar products later franchised into new markets like Rita's Water Ice. All right, so that's pretty good background information on the Philadelphia cuisine. Now, let's talk about foods from Philadelphia. Of course, you've got the Philadelphia cheesecake, you've got the Italian ice, but you also have got scrapple, which is a processed meatloaf made of pork scraps and trimmings combined with cornmeal and flour. You've got the stromboli, which is similar to pizza and similar to a calzone, but just a tad bit different. And you've got a Philly cheesecake, which is very good as well. All right, let's talk about New York cuisine briefly. I love New York. It's no secret that I'm a huge New York Yankees fan, and I've been to New York just once in my life, and that is when I went to Times Square. And I experienced firsthand all the different kinds of American food that New York had to offer. Now, if you've never, ever been to Times Square in your life, I recommend heading out to Times Square. There are some awesome fine dining restaurants out there. There are some awesome food vendors on the streets of New York. So if you actually have never been to the United States of America either, I'd recommend checking out New York, because by going to New York, you're going to familiarize yourself with a lot of our foods in America. New York is well known for tourists and for people from other countries getting used to our culture. And the cuisine is a big part of New York's culture. So here's foods associated with or popularized in New York City: hot dogs, Manhattan clam chowder, New York-style cheesecake, which, by the way, is my personal favorite cheesecake, New York-style pizza, New York-style bagel, New York-style pastrami, corned beef, baked pretzels, New York-style Italian ice, Eggs Benedict, Lobster Newberg, and the Waldorf salad. Believe it or not, the donut was created in New York. And the Delmonico's steak was created in New York. The black and white cookie was popularized in New York. Now, here are some dishes that were invented or allegedly invented in New York City: the Bloody Mary, the Chef's Salad, the Chicken a la King, Chicken and Waffles, Chicken Divine, the Cronut, which is a cross between a donut and a croissant, the Delmonico's Steak, Egg Cream, which I have no clue what that is, Eggs Benedict, General Tso's Chicken, Ice Cream Cone, Pasta Primavera, which is pasta with vegetables and usually a cream sauce, Penne alla Vodka, the Reuben Sandwich, Steak Diane, and spaghetti and meatballs. Those are all foods that were either popularized or created in the United States, New York City. All right, let's talk about California cuisine. Now, California is known for its fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. If you are somebody who likes fresh produce, move to California. Now, in Northern California, with wine country nearby, French, Italian, and Mediterranean-inspired food is featured, as well as Asian-inspired fare. The California coast, especially the North Coast and Central Coast region, is a source of seafood, which is a staple in the California diet. Now, California styles pizza focuses on non-traditional pizza ingredients, such as fresh produce and barbecue meats. Wow, never tried produce or barbecue chicken on a pizza. I wonder how the hell that would taste. Now, barbecue is very popular in California. All right, moving on down to our next cuisine popular in America, and that is the Tex-Mex cuisine. Now, the Tex-Mex cuisine is a fusion of American cuisine and Mexican cuisine. It is found in Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah, and of course, it's most obviously popular in Texas. Some ingredients found in Tex-Mex cuisine are obviously Mexican cuisine, and that sentence does not make any sense there. So some ingredients from the Tex-Mex cuisine are common in Mexican cuisine, but other ingredients not typically used in Mexico are often used. These would include the heavy use of shredded cheese, meat, particularly beef and pork, beans and spices, in addition to Mexican-style tortillas. Dishes such as Texas-style chili con corn and fajitas are all Tex-Mex inventions. Now, the Chicago cuisine. The city is known for various popular culinary dishes, including deep dish pizza, the Chicago-style hot dog, and the Italian beef sandwich. Now, the Chicago-style hot dog traditionally is a steamed or boiled natural casing wiener on a puppy seed bun topped with yellow mustard, chopped onion, sliced tomato, neon green sweet pickle relish, sport peppers, a dill pickle spear, and a sprinkling of celery salt, but never uses ketchup. Now, Chicago-style pizza, which mainly refers to any of three distinct varieties, which include the deep dish pizza, made nationally famous in large part by Pizzeria Uno, the stuffed pizza, often credited to Giordano's, and the more locally popular crispy thin crust variety, which is an option at most Chicago pizzerias. Now, the Italian beef is a sandwich featuring thinly sliced roast beef simmered in a broth, known locally as a gravy, containing Italian-style seasonings and served on an Italian roll soaked in the meat juices. Most beef stands offer a cheesy beef option, which is typically the addition of a slice of provolone or mozzarella. All right, now we're going to talk about the Cajun cuisine, but we're not going to talk too in-depth about it because I'm going to have a show on the Chef Carnelli Cooking Show, which will be focusing on the Cajun cuisine. Okay, so tonight I'll talk briefly about it, but not too much, because I have a show coming up on the Chef Carnelli Cooking Show about Cajun cooking. So, Louisiana cooking. Popular foods are gumbo and jambalaya. Now, soul food is a variety of cuisine popular in the African-American culture. It includes fried chicken, mac and cheese, black-eyed peas, and cornbread. So we're going to do a show on Louisiana cooking, Cajun cuisine, and soul food right here on the Chef Carnelli Cooking Show in a couple of months. So we'll save all that talk for that show. All right? Wow! What a way to start the show, packed with information. And I do apologize for some of the mistakes I made tonight, but we can move past them because this is a fun show. All right, so listeners, listen really close on this one. Can you imagine crispy, juicy fried chicken? Can you imagine delicious fried steak with a nice cream gravy? Can you picture a tasty hamburger with delicious cheese? Can you imagine some great American dessert recipes, including chocolate chip cookies, which are created by Nestle right here in New England? Can you imagine a delicious apple pie, the classic American dessert? Well, folks, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, it's time for some American Recipes with Chef Alex Cardinelli. Coming up next, get a good fried chicken recipe, a good cornbread recipe, a good fried steak recipe, a good whoopie pie recipe, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, up next is recipe time, right after our intermission. Now, during this intermission, I'm going to play one of my personal favorite songs called Bad to the Bone, and then we're going to hear our infomercials. So, let's go right to our intermission.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
promote or advertise? Do you want to get some much-needed exposure for your business or your very own Facebook page or even your very own podcast? Well, look no further than Jackie's help and advice for promoting on Facebook. Jackie will help you advertise your goods and help you spread the word. I, Alice Cardinelli, have personally been great friends with Miss Jackie Wilkes, and she has a very kind heart, and she is a very sweet lady, and she will definitely help you grow like she has helped Alice Cardinelli grow. To advertise and promote your business or anything you want to advertise, please like and check out the page, Jackie's Help and Advice for Promoting on Facebook.
Would you like to find out when the next episode of the American Variety Network is? Do you want to find out the news and updates for the American Variety Network? Well, all you have to do is go on your computer and log on to the social media sites. The American Variety Network is now on Facebook and Twitter. That's right, you can find the American Variety Network on Facebook and Twitter. Like our fan page on Facebook called American Variety Network, and follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter fan page is at American Network One. Again, our fan page on Facebook is American Variety Network. Hit like, and our fan page on Twitter is at American Network One, and hit follow. Are you enjoying tonight's episode of the American Variety Network? Great! The American Variety Network really appreciates your listening. We also appreciate listener feedback. Please feel free to email us your thoughts and opinions on tonight's show. Our email address is AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. That's American Variety Network at Comcast.net. You may also email us with any questions, comments, or concerns you may have about our show. You can also email us to book a guest appearance on the American Variety Network, or you may contact us to become a sponsor of the American Variety Network. American Variety Network at Comcast.net.
While you're here listening to this show on Blog Talk Radio, feel free to check out some of the other great shows Blog Talk Radio has to offer. There are shows for everyone, whether it be sports shows, politics shows, comedy shows, talk shows, and yes, even church religious shows. Become a loyal listener of
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, blogtalkradio.com.
Happy Halloween from Alex Cardinale and all of us here at the American Variety Network. We hope that your month is full of tricks and treats as well as plenty of scariness. Don't forget to enjoy some delicious candy this Halloween season. The American Variety Network suggests Reese's, Kit Kat, Snickers, and some Oreos for delicious Halloween treats. Make sure you have your candy ready for trick or treating. Happy Halloween!
Halloween Tricks, the American Variety Network, live on Saturday, October 31st, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. October 31st just happens to be Halloween. On a special Halloween night, the American Variety Network will celebrate Halloween with plenty of tricks and treats, scary Halloween stories, Halloween music, and candy discussion. So ghosts, goblins, and zombies, come out of your prowl and tune into the American Variety Network for a special Halloween 2015 fun show. Join us Halloween night 9 p.m. Eastern at blogtalkradio.com/American Network. Happy Halloween.
Breaking news just into the American Variety Network studios. On Monday, November 30th, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain and 6 p.m. Pacific, Alex is going to share some groundbreaking news and announcements that will shock the American Variety Network and Blog Talk Radio. What is the news? Well, you're going to have to tune in live on Monday, November 30th, because no one is going to find out. Suspense is the best. Plus, there will also be a special service guest returning to the American Variety Network for the first time in over a year. So what is the major news? We will find out on November 30th.
You're listening to the American Variety Network.
Your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
Are you bold enough to call in and interact with tonight's topic? Well, prove it by calling in live at 1-347-989-8142 to ask questions about tonight's topic or share your thoughts on tonight's topic. Just pick up your phone and dial 1-347-989-8142 and go into a quiet location. Again, that's 1-347-989-8142. Now, let's get on with the show.
Cooking Show is back on American Variety Network. American Variety Network is proud to present to you Chef Alex Cardinale and his very own successful cooking podcast called Chef Cardinale Cooking Show. Chef Alex will dive straight into your kitchen and teach you how to cook awesome meals. Are you ready for a cooking show hosted by a young, passionate, energetic, and food fun-loving chef who is going to come to each and every show with a smile? You found the right cooking show. Want to chat food or share your recipe or ask cooking questions? Great. Just dial 1-347-989-8142. Now, let the cooking begin. Chef Cardinale, take it away.
Welcome back to the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show here live on the American Variety Network. Man, oh man, during intermission, and when I heard that breaking news clip, what the heck is going to be the breaking news on November 30th? Well, only I know, but I'm not going to tell you guys until Monday, November 30th, 2015, at 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you guys tune in, because it is called Major News for a reason. This is very exciting news, and I found out today, and I'm very excited to share with all of you, my listeners. So make sure you tune in November 30th at 9 for the breaking news. All right, tonight we are doing our American recipes and our American cooking show. And before our intermission, I discussed the different kinds of American cuisines, and we had an awesome caller. But now we're getting ready for the fun part of the show, and that's recipes. Before we get to our recipes, I'd like to remind you that you can call in as well. You can call in and discuss your personal favorite American food. Please do so by dialing 1-347-989-8142. Again, that's 1-347-989-8142, and discuss your favorite American food. All right, guys, make sure you get your Word pad open on your computer, or make sure you get your notebook and your pen and paper ready, because it's time for some American recipes. What time is it?
It's recipe time with Chef Alex Cardinale. Are you ready for Chef Alex's delicious and mouth-watering recipes that are sure to taste as good as they sound? Be sure to grab a pen and a piece of paper and write down these delicious recipes. Now, let's get on to recipe time.
All right, my very first American recipe is a classic crispy fried chicken. So, for the fried chicken, you're going to need 2 pounds of cut up chicken, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1 1/4 teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder. Now, for the dredging mixture, you're going to need 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. You want to heat your peanut oil in a large deep pot to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Do not fill more than half full. You don't want a hot oil spill over by accident. Now, for the seasoning mixture, in a small bowl, combine 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of ground black pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder. For the dredging mixture, in another bowl, mix your flour, baking powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt together. Rinse and pat dry chicken pieces with a paper towel. Cut the breast pieces in half across ribs. Sprinkle chicken generously on both sides with your seasoning blend. Drop a few chicken pieces of chicken into the flour mixture and shake the bag. I recommend doing this in a bag. So take your chicken and put your, first take your flour mixture, put it into a Ziploc bag, add your chicken, and shake it around. Now, once your chicken is dredged, one piece at a time, you want to drop the chicken into the hot oil. Now, don't crowd chicken pieces. Cook about half the chicken at a time. Fry chicken until brown and crispy. Now, drain on paper towels. Dark meat will take about 14 minutes. White meat will take about 10 minutes. All right? That is your fried chicken. My next American recipe is country fried steak. I use cube steaks. That's the best choice for this, in my opinion. You're going to need seasoned flour, which is flour seasoned with salt and pepper, and also Italian seasoning and paprika. You're going to need eggs mixed with water and milk and seasoned breadcrumbs. What you're going to do is you're going to take your cube steaks, dredge it in the flour first, then the egg, back into the flour, and finish with your seasoned breadcrumbs. Then you're going to put this in a pan filled with about 1/2 cup of olive oil or peanut oil and fry about 6 minutes on each side, and it is done. Then you're going to take your pan and clean it off, and you can add whatever kind of gravy you like. I use a canned brown gravy, but you could make your own cream gravy by cleaning off the pan and cleaning off all the oil. Then you're going to add, first you have to make a roux, so you have to add 1 stick of butter with about 3 tablespoons of flour. Whisk that together. Then you're going to add 1 cup of milk and 1/2 cup of heavy whipping cream and stir that together. And then you're going to add some fresh ground black pepper, usually about 2 teaspoons, and your favorite seasoning. And you can toss that with your steak, pour it on top of your steak when it's nice and thick. However, I like to use a canned brown gravy because it is much easier. All right. Now, the next American recipe I'm going to give you is my cheeseburger recipe. Very simple. So what I do is I go to the store and I buy a pack of ground beef. And I add salt and pepper, and that's it. And I form the patties into about a 4-inch ball, and I flatten it I flatten it with my hands until it's really thin. And I grill that on my grill, or I bake it in my oven using the broiling method for about 10 minutes. And then I add a slice of provolone cheese and some sautéed mushrooms, and there's my delicious cheeseburger. All right, so my next recipe is cornbread. You need a 1/2 cup of butter, 2/3 cup of white sugar, 2 eggs, 1 cup of buttermilk, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 cup of cornmeal, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Preheat your oven to 375. Grease an 8-inch square pan. Melt the butter in a large skillet. Remove from heat and stir in sugar. Quickly add eggs and beat until well blended. Combine buttermilk with baking soda and stir into mixture in pan. Stir in cornmeal, flour, and salt until well blended and few lumps remain. Pour batter into the prepared pan. Now bake in the preheated oven for 30 to 40 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean. All right, this is my favorite steak recipe. Philly cheesesteak. You need thinly sliced ribeye steak or your favorite kind of beef. You need cheese, and I recommend using provolone cheese or American cheese. And you need a grinder roll. You can use your favorite kind of grinder roll. So what you do is you take your ribeye steak, and I want you to saute it in a skillet. Now you want to cook it for 5 minutes on each side or until fully cooked. Then you're going to remove the steak from the pan and keep warm by putting on a cookie sheet and put it into a 250-degree oven. It's going to keep your steak warm. In that same pan, you're going to saute some onions and peppers and mushrooms until they're nice and soft. Then what I want you to do is take those grinder rolls, split them open, take that thinly sliced ribeye steak, and put them on the grinder roll. Then take like a tablespoon or so of your sautéed pepper, mushrooms, and onions and spoon them over your steak. Then you're going to take your slice of cheese and put it on top of that. And I want you to put that Philly cheesesteak grinder into your oven for about 4 minutes until the cheese melts. And you want to do that at 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Remove from the oven, and there's your Philadelphia cheesesteak. Very good. Okay, my next recipe, childhood favorite of mine, chicken tenders. Now, chicken tenders are very good, and mine is very simple. All you really need is 1 pound of chicken cutlets, 1 egg, or if you're doing, or excuse me, actually this is the wrong recipe, sorry about that, this is a recipe for something else. So, I got to look in my recipe book again. Oh, here we go. Here is my chicken tenders. So this is a childhood classic favorite of mine. So chicken tenders, 1 pound of chicken cutlets, beaten eggs, usually use 3 or 4, seasoned flour, and seasoned breadcrumbs. And again, seasoned flour is salt, pepper, Italian seasoning, and your favorite seasoning. So take the chicken pieces, chicken cutlets, dredge them in the flour first, then the egg, back into the flour, and then to the breadcrumbs. Then you're going to either bake these for a healthier version, and if you're going to bake them, you're going to bake them at 350 for about 8 to 14 minutes, depending on how big the chickens are. Make sure they are fully cooked. Now, you can fry these as well. Fry them at 350 degrees Fahrenheit in your fryer, and you're going to fry them for 8 to 14 minutes as well. Now, these chicken tenders come out perfect, and I pair mine with sweet and sour sauce, barbecue sauce, ketchup, buffalo sauce. I think it goes great with just about anything. Now, you can also make these restaurant style by loading them with buffalo sauce and serving them with blue cheese dressing or loading them in barbecue sauce and serving them with ranch dressing. I am known to do that during a Super Bowl. Really, really good. All right? Now, my next recipe, chicken wings. Very good. I fry my chicken wings. I think chicken wings come out much better fried. So I get a big bag of chicken wings. I dredge the chicken wings in seasoned flour, and then I deep fry them at about 350 in a fryer or a large frying pan, and I deep fry them for 8 to 20 minutes. And then I'll bake them to make sure they're fully cooked. So when you're frying them, you're partially frying them, partially cooking them, and you're going to bake them in the oven to finish. So you'll need like a good 20-pound bag of chicken wings, seasoned flour. What you do is you dredge the chicken wings in flour, and then you're going to put them in your hot oil and let them cook for about 8 to 20 minutes and let them get golden brown. Then, to be on the safe side to make sure they're fully cooked, I will bake them in a 350 oven for about 10 more minutes. Then I pull them out of the oven, I put them in a large metal bowl, and I mix them with whatever sauce I'm using. Now, they are good plain, but they're going to be bland, if you know what I mean, if you eat them plain. But they are good plain, too. But the reason that there is flour on those chicken wings is to, A, give them crispy, and, two, B, is to make them adhere to that sauce. All right? So, my next recipe is American chop suey, a good pasta meal. A good pasta meal if you're on a budget. So, you need 2 pounds of elbow macaroni. You will need pasta sauce. You can use canned sauce or your homemade sauce. This requires 3 cans of pasta sauce. You need 1 pound of ground beef or ground pork or ground veal. You need 1 pepper, 1 onion, and 1 package of sliced portobello mushrooms. This is a really easy recipe, folks. So, saute your pepper, onion, and mushroom and ground beef into a large skillet and cook until the hamburger or the veal or the pork is fully cooked. Then drain off the fat, add your tomato sauce, and make sure it gets warm. Now start cooking your pasta. When your pasta's cooked, combine the sauce and pasta together, and bada-bang, you have American chop suey. Really good recipe. And it's very affordable, too. It's going to cost you a lot. All right, a classic American favorite. Mashed potato. This creates enough for 4 to 7 people. So my mashed potato calls for 6 to 8 potatoes, salt and pepper, a good teaspoon or so of each, a 1/2 cup of milk, a 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese. That's the Italian in me, folks. Gotta have Parmesan cheese and everything, and Italian seasoning. So I want you to boil your potatoes. Boil for 30 to 40 minutes. Then drain them and put them into your KitchenAid stand mixer. Now, if you have a KitchenAid stand mixer, this is going to save you and your hand from a lot of pain the night after you make mashed potatoes. Trust me. I use my KitchenAid mixer now because I felt the pain of whisking by hand. So put your potatoes in your KitchenAid mixer or any mixer, or you can do it the old way by doing it by hand. And I want you to add a stick of butter. I want you to add the salt and pepper, the Parmesan cheese. We'll wait on the milk a little bit. I want you to begin whisking this for 1 minute. Then I want you to add a little bit of milk at first, maybe like 4 tablespoons. And then you're going to mix it, add 4 more tablespoons, mix it again, and add your remaining milk until you get the consistency you want. You want to whip this for about 5 minutes. Then you're ready to serve it. Now, this is served great by itself, but you can serve it with gravy as well. All right. Now, we've got a chicken and broccoli Alfredo recipe. So, for this, you're going to need your favorite kind of pasta. You're going to need canned Alfredo sauce, or you can use a homemade Alfredo sauce. And for a homemade Alfredo sauce, all you need is a cart of heavy whipping cream. You'll need about 1/2 cup to 1 cup of Parmesan cheese, some shredded mozzarella cheese, some Italian seasoning, and ground black pepper. So, in a large pot, put in there a stick of butter, add your heavy cream, and let that boil for about 15 minutes or until it thickens. Then add your Parmesan cheese, your mozzarella cheese, and your seasoning. And bada-bang, you've got Alfredo sauce. You're also going to need some chicken breast cut into little nuggets and some fresh broccoli. Now, here how easy this recipe is. I want you to take your chicken nugget pieces and sauté them into a sauté pan. And you're going to sauté them for about 12 minutes. Then you're going to add your fresh broccoli and cook until it is really, really green, bright green. And then you're going to add your Alfredo sauce to that and let that cook and the Alfredo sauce heats. Cook your pasta, then drain your pasta and combine with the chicken and broccoli Alfredo. And that is your chicken and broccoli Alfredo recipe. All right, let's get into our dessert recipes now, our final three American recipes. So we're going to talk about apple pie. It's that time of year again, folks. Pie time. And we're going to do a primetime baking show on pies right after our Halloween baking show. So apple pie, you need a half cup of sugar, a half cup of brown sugar, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, and 6 to 7 cups of thinly sliced peeled tart apples, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and you will need a pie crust, which you can buy in the grocery store. I use the grocery store pie crust, which is actually in your freezer section next to the cookie doughs and next to the cinnamon rolls and stuff like that. You will also need 1 tablespoon of butter and 1 egg white and additional sugar. In a small bowl, combine the sugars, flour, and spices set aside. In a large bowl, toss apples with lemon juice. Add sugar mixture and toss to coat. Now line a 9-inch pie plate with bottom crust. Trim pastry even with edge. Fill with apple mixture and dot with butter. Roll out remaining pastry to fit top of pie. Place over filling. Trim, seal, and flute edges. Cut slits in pastry. Now beat egg white until foamy. Brush over pastry. Sprinkle with sugar and cover edges loosely with foil. Bake at 375 for 25 minutes. Remove foil and bake 20 to 25 minutes longer or until crust is golden brown and filling is bubbly. Cool on a wire rack. All right, so I didn't do much talking during the recipes tonight. I didn't tell you about the recipes, and I totally forgot about that because that was my goal when I returned with the Chef Cornelli cooking show, but I'll do it for this recipe. Now, the chocolate chip cookies are actually created right here in New England by Nestle Toll House. And they were actually created by accident because she needed to prepare a quick dessert. And she thought cookies would be quick. And she actually ran out of an ingredient. And she had chocolate lying around. So she decided to cut up some chocolate pieces. She called them chips. She called her pieces of chocolate. She cut up chips. And that is how chocolate chip cookies were created. And they're very good. Now, chocolate chip cookies are loved by many Americans. They're available at any bakery. And they're available at any grocery store. And now you've got things like Chips Ahoy, Nabisco. There's a lot of cookies that are based off of chocolate chip cookies out there. So, they're very popular in America, to say the least. So, here's my recipe for chocolate chip cookies. 1 cup of butter softened, 1 cup of white sugar, 1 cup of packed brown sugar, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 2 teaspoons of hot water, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 2 cups of chocolate chips. Preheat your oven to 350, cream together the butter, white sugar, brown sugar until smooth. Beat the eggs one at a time, then stir in the vanilla. Dissolve the baking soda in hot water. Add the batter along with salt. Stir in the flour, chocolate chips, and nuts. Drop by large spoonfuls onto ungreased pans. Now bake for about 10 minutes in a preheated oven or until edges are nicely browned. Our final recipe, another New England dessert, and that's whoopie pies. We're going to do a show on primetime baking just about whoopie pies. Now, for this recipe, it's going to create chocolate whoopie pies. You need a half cup of vegetable shortening, 1 cup of firmly packed brown sugar, 1 egg, 1/4 cup of cocoa powder, unsweetened, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract, and 1 cup of milk. Now, you want to preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, lightly greased baking sheets. In a large bowl, cream together shortening, sugar, and eggs. In another bowl, combine cocoa, flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt. Oh, you're also going to need 1 teaspoon of baking powder as well. Now, in a small bowl, stir the vanilla extract into the milk. Add the dry ingredients to the shortening mixture, alternating with the milk mixture, beating until smooth. Dry batter by the 1/4 cup size to make 18 cakes on 2 prepared baking sheets. With the back of a spoon, spread batter into 4-inch circles, leaving approximately 2 inches between each cake. Bake 15 minutes or until they are firm to the touch. Remove from oven and let cool completely in a wire rack. Make the whoopie pie filling. Now, when the cakes are completely cool, spread the flat side, the bottom, of 1 chocolate cake with a generous amount of filling. Top with another cake, pressing down gently to distribute the filling evenly. Repeat with all cookies and make 9 pies. Excuse me. Let finished whoopie pies cool completely before wrapping. All right. Now for the whoopie pie filling, you're going to need 1 cup of vegetable shortening, 1.5 cups of powdered sugar, 2 cups of marshmallow fluff, and 1.5 teaspoons of pure vanilla extract. In a medium bowl, beat together shortening, sugar, and marshmallow fluff. Stir in vanilla extract until well blended. All right, folks, those are all of our recipes for tonight's show. I hope you guys have enjoyed tonight's show, and I hope you guys will use all my recipes. Now, I know I spoke fast during my recipes, so if you need a copy of my recipes or a copy of all the recipes that I've given out tonight, please email me at AmericanVarietyNetwork@comcast.net. Again, that's AmericanVarietyNetwork@comcast.net, and I'll be happy to send you all the recipes that I gave out tonight. So this was a very fun cooking show, and I'm very happy that the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show is now back on the air. I love the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show. And we're not going to have a cooking show next Sunday night because there is a wrestling pay-per-view, and I'm a huge fan of wrestling, and I want to see the Hell in a Cell. So next Sunday night, I'm going to be watching the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, and that's next Sunday, October 25th. So we're going to have a day off next Sunday. Anytime there's going to be a wrestling pay-per-view on, I'm going to take that Sunday off to watch it because I do a wrestling show, and I have to review the pay-per-view, so I have to see it, obviously. But we're going to have next Sunday off. I'm going to return Sunday, November 1st, 2015. And boy, oh boy, am I looking forward to that cooking show, because on Sunday, November 1st, 2015, I'm going to have a discussion on an Italian entree known as Parmesan. I'm going to talk about the history of Parmesan, and then I'm going to give you some awesome Parmesan recipes. I'll have a chicken parm recipe, an eggplant parm recipe, and a veal parm recipe. So that's probably going to be like a 30 to 45 minute show, but it's not the time, it's the quality of the show. And that's going to be an awesome cooking show. So the next Chef Cardinale Cooking Show is going to be Sunday, November 1st, 2015, and we're going to have a discussion on Parmesan. Of course, we've got Primetime Baking on Wednesday, October 28th, 2015, with our Halloween recipes. All right, folks, I want to thank you guys for tuning into tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you guys had fun. Special thanks go out to my good friend Eddie Hinkle for calling into the show. Thank you very much, Eddie, for calling in and having fun with us at the beginning of our show tonight. I also want to thank Jeremy Stellhorn for advertising his show on Facebook for me. Really appreciate all of the stuff you do for me, Ed. You're a great friend. I mean, Jeremy, you're a great friend. Appreciate it. And I appreciate all the listeners tuning into this show. You guys are making this a great show, and I love all my listeners. So make sure you go on Facebook and like Chef Cardinale Cooking, the podcast, and we'll see you on Facebook. Make sure you hit like on my fan page. Let me make sure I gave you the right fan page out there. Tonight I'm making a lot of mistakes for some reason, but it's okay. That's what happens on live radio, right? All right. So go to www.facebook.com/Chef Cardinale's Cooking Show and hit like. And it's called Chef Cardinale Cooking Podcast with Chef Alex. All right? And also like American Variety Network on Facebook. That's going to do it for us tonight here on the American Variety Network. I hope you guys have a great upcoming week and a great Sunday next week. And the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show, we'll see you Sunday, November 1st, as we talk chicken parmesan. This is Chef Alex Cardinale, and thank you so much for tuning into the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show tonight. Cooking and food lovers, thank you all for tuning in. I hope you learned a lot about American food tonight, and I hope you will use all of our American recipes. Isn't it great to know that America has so many different cuisines, like New England cuisine, like Philadelphia cuisine, like Tex-Mex cuisine, like Chicago cuisine, and New York City cuisine? We're actually going to do a show on each of those cuisines to educate you some more. But thank you very much for tuning in to tonight's show. Have a great rest of your Sunday or day. And Chef Alex Cardinale is out of here. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the American Variety Network.
That's all, folks.